Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Pastor John Lindell, lead pastor at James River Church. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
And I want to do a little bit like we did last week. We talked Sunday from James. I don't know that I'll do this every week, but I think there are some things that are really important for us to get a hold of. So last week, leading ourselves into joy, that's so critical that we develop that in our life. And then we talked Sunday about temptation, and I want to talk to you about the goodness of God. Because when it comes to temptation, the root of temptation is the thought that somehow we know better than God what will make us happy. And so rather than trust Him to provide the good and the perfect gifts that He would want to provide, we can have a tendency to take matters in our own hands, or we can forget about the things He's provided, and as a result, find ourselves in a place of temptation. So in James chapter 1 and verse 16, don't be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. God wants to do good in our life. I don't know whether you've settled in your heart, but God is good and He does good. And He delights in sending into our lives good and perfect gifts. So I want to give you just three thoughts about the goodness of God. Number one, we have to guard the goodness of God in our hearts. We have to constantly remind ourselves that God is good. I think that's exactly why James says in verse 16, don't be deceived, my dear brothers. Temptation comes because we believe something about God that is not true. Now, I want you to think about this, because back at the beginning, the very first couple to be tempted, Adam and Eve, here's what happened in the garden. The serpent said, God knows that your eyes will be opened as soon as you eat the fruit, and you will be like God, knowing both good and evil. That's a lie. And what he is implying is, he is saying, listen, the reason why God doesn't want you to eat that fruit is because he's afraid you'll be like him. And he's holding something good from you. And that's why you got to look out for yourself. And that's why you're going to want to eat the fruit, because God is just, he's just petty. He's just insecure. He doesn't really care about you. He only cares about himself. And you know what? You just need to do what you think is best for you. That same lie is the lie that the world is being sold today. The devil has not changed in thousands of years. You know, it's interesting to me how many Christians are susceptible to the lie that God isn't good and that he doesn't want to do good in people's lives. You think about it. How many times have you heard Christians, I'm not talking about non-Christians, I'm talking about Christians who rail against the idea that God wants to bless people and God does bless people? You know, it's a very interesting thing. There is a whole stream in Christianity that says God isn't good. He wants us to suffer. I'm not saying suffering is not a part of life. Man is born to trouble as surely as the sparks fly upward. But I also know this, that God is a deliverer and God promises to work in our life and to do good. And when it comes to temptation, the enemy rarely starts with the sin. He starts with the story, and the story is usually God isn't good. God can't be trusted. Remember that time you asked God to do something and he didn't come through for you? So you know what? It doesn't always work. Prayer doesn't always work. God doesn't always answer prayer. He's not always going to come through for you. And some people go so far, sometimes the enemy goes so far as to say God doesn't care at all. And we have to guard our hearts, we have to guard our minds, and we have to believe that God is a good God. And if a person doesn't start there, believing for the impossible, believing God for big things, believing for miracles will be very, very difficult if you don't believe that God is a good God. Settle it in your heart. He's good and he wants to do good. He'll be better to you than you'd be to yourself. God desires to work in your life. He delights to show himself powerful in your life. He delights to heal. He delights to provide. He delights to answer prayer. He delights to strengthen your marriage. He delights to strengthen your children. He delights to touch your finances. He delights to work in your life. He delights to heal your emotions. He's a good God. And he does good. It's like that song, God is good all the time and all the time. There you go. He is good. Number two, recognize the goodness of God in his gifts. I think it's very, very important for you and I to take to heart what the psalmist says in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, verse 2, and forget not any of his benefits. One of the things that causes people to fall into temptation, Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, it's not that they hate God, it's just they forget about God. They forget not only about God, but they forget about the things that God has done in their life, the way God has provided. And so James says, James chapter 1 and verse 17, every good and every perfect gift is from above. You and I don't have anything that's come into our life that's good and perfect that God didn't give us. If you got a good job, that came from God. If you've got a good home, that came from God. If you got a good marriage, that came from God. He who finds a good wife finds a good thing and receives favor from the Lord. That's what the Bible says, right? If I got a good wife, she's a gift from God, right? I got good kids, they're a gift from God. I've got grandchildren, and they are a gift from God. I pastor a good church, and you are a gift from God. You are. We've got great worship, and that's a gift from God. We got great people leading our youth ministry. That's a gift from God. We got great people leading our kids ministry, and that's a great gift from God. If you've got a great life group, that's a great gift from God, right? If you're on a dream team, and it's a good dream team, that's a good gift from God. Every good and every perfect gift is from God. Nothing happens in your life apart from God. And notice he sends good, and he sends what he sends is perfect. In other words, God knows not only what you need, he knows when you need it. Settle it in your heart. He is a good, good God. And the fact you've received those good and those perfect gifts is not due to luck. It's not due to your ability. If you have ability, that's a gift from God. If you had opportunity, that's a gift from God. If you were at the right time, at the right place, that perfect timing, every good and perfect gift is from God, right? You know, everything we have is from God. Got a good car, it's a gift from God. Got a loud truck, it's a gift from God. Every good and perfect gift is from God. and it's God's character on display in your life. It's God showing you. You know, a lot of times people forget what God has done. And when you forget what God's done, you forget that he's good. This is why it's very, very important to maintain. If you're gonna overcome temptation, if you're gonna stay away from temptation, the first thing you gotta have is a thankful heart that remembers the goodness of God. He is a good God. His posture toward his people is always one of giving, not withholding. And would you notice his gifts, every good and perfect gift, is from above. So it all came from God. If you have it, it's because God gave it to you. And not only did it come, but would you notice it's coming down from the Father. In other words, it's present tense. So it's like God is constantly, you know, sending another gift your way. That answer, that thing you need, he knows what you need. He knows when you need it. He's sending it down. Every good and perfect gift. In fact, I will go beyond this. He not only knows what you need, but he knows what you'd like. And if it's good for you, it's coming down. How many know God goes beyond what we, I mean, God could do a lot less for a lot of us and we'd have what we need, right? But he's a God who delights in blessing us. There's nothing wrong with blessing as long as we don't get our eyes on the blessing instead of the God who blesses. Nothing wrong with having things as long as things don't have you. You got to keep things in perspective, and a thankful heart is the key to that, and recognizing where those things came from and that those things are gifts from God, and even though he gives them to us, we are only stewards of them. They do not belong to us. They are on loan to us, and we steward those things in our life. And the proof of that is that many, the material things especially, you don't take them with you to heaven. Now, there are gifts that God gives us that are in us. And I would suggest as well, as we think about these things, don't only think of the external things, think of the internal things that God has gifted you with. If you have an ability, he gave that to you. If you have the ability to teach, he gave that to you. If you have the ability to be a craftsman, he gave that to you. If you have the ability to sell, he gave that to you. If you have the ability to counsel somebody and help somebody, he gave that to you. If science and medicine came easy to you and was interesting to you, that's a gift from God. That's not just you, that's him. He gave that to you. He gives gifts. And then along with that, there are gifts that you and I have within us. Many times we are not aware of until God calls them forth from within us. If he gives you the gift to lead, if he gives you the gift to serve, if he gives you the gift of hospitality, what an amazing gift. That's not just because your mom taught you. Praise God for your mom. She was a gift. But then God put a gift in you, and that's that gift to be able to host and to be hospitable. And praise God for people who have that ability. Or the ability to encourage. I mean, there are all kinds of gifts that God gives. Well, number three, rest in the goodness of God and his unchanging character. God is consistently good. He is good all the time, which means, A.W. Tozer said, the goodness of God means that he does the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people for the longest period of time. And when we say he is good all the time and his unchanging character, theologians call that unchanging nature, his immutability. God does not change, which is a wonderful thing for us. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. You want to know what Jesus is like? Read the Gospels, because he's still the same Jesus today as he was then. He is still the same. He is still gentle. He is still loving. He is still kind. He is still a healer. He is still the great teacher and the great shepherd. He's the same. And the Father of lights, when it says he is the every good and perfect gift, he's from above, coming down from the Father of lights. He's full of light. Isn't that awesome? Light, life, truth. And he's dependable, with whom there's no variation or shadow due to change. So he doesn't change with the time of day. He doesn't say, well, you know, it's the end of the day, I'm a little tired, so come back tomorrow. He doesn't say, well, you know, I used to do that for people, but I'm tired of doing it for people because they don't appreciate it. He doesn't. People change. I mean, your circumstances can change. Your attitude can change. Your opinions can change. Your desires can change. Your emotions can change. But God's goodness never changes. He is the same. Always the same. What he said in his word is as true today as it was back then, and it will be true 100,000 years into eternity. Never going to change. Never going to get up and find out, oh, God's decided to change the rules. It's the same. And God has purposed that he would demonstrate his goodness to us. You know, it's interesting when Moses says to the Lord, and I don't have it, just comes to my mind, but I think it's interesting relative to the goodness of God. When Moses says, show me your glory. Such an interesting thing to me, because Moses has watched God do some incredible things, and Moses has spent 40 days on the mount with God, and Moses and the elders of Israel have had a banquet with the living God, with the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ. I mean, he's had some encounters. He's been in the glory of God so much that his face literally glows with the glory of God. So you would think that when Moses is saying, show me your glory, that God would say, well, you know, Moses, I've already done that. I mean, what more do you want? But God says, I will be happy to. Do you realize God's happy to show you his glory? He's happy to reveal himself to us in his presence. I think that's just such a, God is happy to show you who he is. So when Moses asks that, God says, okay, you can't see my face. That's the only thing you can't do. But I'm going to pass by. And when I pass by, you'll be able to see my glory. And I'm going to cover you in a rock, so with my hand. So when I go by, you'll see the afterglow of my glory. But as God passes by, what happens? There is a shout, the Lord gracious and compassionate, slow to anger. Listen to this, abounding in loving kindness or goodness. What's God's glory? How does God see his glory? He sees his glory as his loving kindness and his goodness extended to people. Isn't that beautiful? That should tell you right there, God delights in doing good to people. What happens though, a lot of people put roadblocks in their life. And when a person walks in unrighteousness, when they walk in impurity, when they walk in unbelief, when they walk in selfishness, when they walk in the flesh, when they believe the lie of the enemy, what happens is it diminishes by their own action the ability of God to work in their life to the degree he would want to. God wants to work in your life in ways you can't begin to imagine. He is good. I'll give you three scriptures, we'll close here. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Watch this. His love endures forever. Wow. He's good, and he's good forever. The demonstration of his love is forever. Psalm 34, verse 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Well, just take a taste. Just try it. Some of you have not yet tried the goodness of God. He's good. He's better than you can imagine. He's more wonderful and more good in our life than you and I deserve. See, here's the thing. A lot of people, and this is another one of the lies of the enemy, he says, well, you don't deserve that. As I'm talking about the goodness of God, some of you are having this internal conversation, and it's very likely the enemy trying to do what he did in the garden, and that's cause you not to trust God, not to look to God. And he's saying, you don't deserve that. Why? I mean, come on, look at your life. Why would God help you? Why would God show you? You heard him. He said, if you're not righteous, you're not pure, then you've diminished the goodness of God. So see, you don't have any reason to expect God to do anything for you. But the psalmist says, taste and see. He's good. I think tonight's the night where God wants to show his goodness to people. I believe that when you and I are in the presence of the Lord and the word of God is going forward, it tells us what God wants to do. And tonight, God wants to show you his goodness. And I don't care where you've come from. I don't care what you've done. Tonight, God wants to show you his goodness. God wants to show you he's real. He wants to show you he's there. One of the things I like to do it every now and then with people is just say, when they tell me they don't believe in God, I just like to say, well, what is it that I could, that you're facing in your life that I could pray with you about? And if God answered our prayer, you would know he's real. I mean, it's, do it. And just let God show himself powerful. He delights to do it. Nahum 1:7, Nahum, not a book many people read, but a book that's got some good promises in it. The Lord is good. A refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. If you just say, God, I trust you, he cares for you. Now tonight, some of you need to be reminded of the goodness of God. You needed it. And others need the goodness of God to be demonstrated in your life. Just while we're here, you just say, man, I've got something I need God to do for me. If you need a good and you need a perfect gift, God wants to give it to you.